My Powerful CEO Husband. Chapter 461, The Real Battle Begins. Gene was so angry that she gritted her teeth. Caleb, could your uncle be lying, G? Now that there's no evidence, you guys can claim whatever you want. Mess Mamet, I was the one who hit your brother. Caleb's voice was cold, his to any indifferent, and his gaze swept over Wade Green as if looking at garbage. Kara Fans was stunned for a few seconds, since she was the one who hit W.A. Green, not Caleb. She didn't mean to refute because she did hit him, but it was just a minor injury. Why? If she had to take responsibility, it would only be for some medical expenses. Xaviero looked at Caleb with concern, leaned a little closer, and heard, "Everyone from the Mamet family is here. If they find out she's the one who hit someone, there's no telling what unpleasant things they'll say. And if this goes around, how could MRS. Mamet continue to pretend to be weak?" Xaviero was speechless. "Actually, MRS. Mamet looks quite cute when she pretends to be weak, and she seems to be happy. As long as she leaks it, I'm willing to go along with it." Xaviera knew that Caleb's intelligence had long seen through her little schemes, and her weak image had already crumbled. What she didn't expect was that her senior fellow indulged her in continuing to pretend and also enjoyed playing along. "Then, I can't let Grandma know that Xaviera's weakness is all an act, or else, what?" Xaviera quickly got closer. "If Grandma knew that Xaviera had a fierce temperament like her, where would I get any happiness in the future?" Xaviera widened her eyes and lowered her voice. "Caleb, were you beaten by your grandma when you were young?" Madame Mamet had a fiery temper, and no one in the Mamet family dared to disobey her. Because of her protection, Caleb was not harmed by others. Caleb smiled casually. "Grandma does have some thunderous methods, but I and the Mamet family, this is the best way to establish authority. Otherwise, how could you suppress these monsters? But I've always been obedient and sensible, so Grandma wouldn't discipline me. She only dealt with these disobedient descendants, like Mr. Mamet and Thad Kid Ugal Mamet." Xaviera nodded thoughtfully. "That made sense. Hots, could I tell her I was beaten? Wouldn't that make me look bad in front of her?" Caleb thought to himself, not knowing that Xaviera had already heard him CL early. Xaviera lowered her head, smiling slyly. So, Caleb had been beaten by his elders when he was young. No wonder he was so skilled when disciplining Ugal. It was all experience from his childhood. At the moment, Jenny Green and Will Mamet were still arguing, and Completel Y disregarded the fact of poisoning. Instead, they accused Caleb of disrespecting his uncle by hitting him. Jenny Green's face had softened. She saw that Madame Mamet was about to F all asleep. Once she slept, the whole Mamet family would be under their contract OL. Just then, Albert Sullivan's assistant walked in, whispered a few words into Albert's ear, and then Albert and several members of the Medical Association STR'd, their faces changing. Xaviera smiled meaningfully, and the real struggle had begun. Albert asked solemnly, "MRS. Mamet, I really can't understand how Mr. Caleb Mamet offended you. And how our medical association offended you." Mr. Mamet looked puzzled. he didn't understand what this had to do with the medical association and why Albert came to the Mamet family with the people from the medical association. Earlier when Albert helped Madame Mamet enter the room, Mr. Mamet thought Albert was there to treat Madame Mamet. Now, it seems to be about Caleb. Albert spoke sternly, Mrs. Mamet just said she didn't poison Mr. Caleb Mamet, but the sackheads of mesmerizing fragrance thrown into Maple House could cause hallucinations and accelerate the onset of the toxicity in Mr. Caleb Mamet's body. Don't be in a hurry to argue. We, the medical association, always speak with evidence. This mesmerizing fragrance happens to have been obtained from our medical association. Due to its toxicity, buyers must register. I've already investigated, and the buyer of the mesmerizing fragrance was Wade Green. He came to the Mamet's house to poison Mr. Caleb Mamet, and getting beaten is actually a light punishment. For so many years, our medical association has been trying to detoxificate Mr. Caleb Mamet, but Mrs. Mamet instigated her brother to poison him instead, triggering his toxicity. When that happens, where will our medical association's reputation be? Mrs. Mamet, what is your intention? Chapter 462, Taking Charge of Great Power. Mrs. Mamet, does your brother Wade Green want to kill your son Caleb Mamet, or is he trying to ruin the century-old reputation of the medical association? Jenny Green's face changed. Medical association? If it has to do with the medical association, it's going to be troublesome. Either poisoning Caleb or trying to ruin the reputation of the medical association, both charges were too heavy for her to bear. Fortunately, it was Wade who poisoned him, not her, so as long as she didn't admit it, it had nothing to do with her. Xaviera Evans spoke indifferently. The medical association has already provided evidence. Wade Green. Your attempted murder is ironclad. You should talk to the police. But it's a pity that you'll spend the rest of your life in prison. Wade Green was trembling like a sieve. He hadn't married and had children yet, and he was entering prison like this. H's life was completely ruined. Jenny Green shouted angrily, Xaviera Evans. This shout woke up Wade Green. Although Jenny was calling Xaviera's name, she was actually looking at him and her eyes were full of strong warning. Jenny Green is the money tree of the Green family. If something happens to H.E.R., he will also suffer. Xaviera sneered, Mrs. Mamet's deep affection for her brother is really touching. In that case, let Mr. Wade Green go with us to the police station. It's not a by-G deal. Caleb is not dead yet, just attempted murder, and he'll be out in a few years. Xaviera waved her hand, and the bodyguard stepped forward to arrest the man. Wade Green's eyes were filled with fear. I didn't, Xaviera sneered, didn't Mrs. Mamet just defend her brother? Why are you still aunt now? Your brother wanted to kill your son, don't you want to say something, G? If the person who was poisoned today was Boyd Drew, you would, it was my brother who poisoned him. This bastard. After hearing Boyd Drew's name, Mrs. Mamet immediately cried out in panic, interrupting Xaviera's war ds. She rushed to Wade Green, slapped him fiercely and yelled with a ferocious face, "Wade Green! You beast, you poisoned Caleb! Caleb is my biological son. I don't have a brother like you. Just arrest him." Xaviera tutted twice. MRS. Mamet was able to become the wife of Caleb from being a concubine, and she is not a good person. She could even betray her own brother. Chapter 462, Taking Charge of Great Power. Jenny Green turned her head, pretending to be grief-stricken, "It's all my fault. If I had known you hated Caleb so much, I would never have let you near him. Xaviera, I was wrong about you today. I hope you don't hold a grudge against me." Xaviera was puzzled, "But there's one thing I don't understand. Wade Green and Mr. Caleb Mamet barely met, so where did the deep hatred come from? Is it that Mrs. Mamet wants Boyd Drew instead of—" "Never mind, never mind, since Wade Green has pleaded guilty, there's nothing more to say. Take him away," Madam Mamet ordered. Then Madam Mamet spoke coldly, "Jenny Green, I entrusted the entire Mamet family to you, and such a huge incident happened, almost killing my precious grandson. In that case, you don't need to handle the affairs of the Mamet family anymore." "Madam Mamet." Madam Mamet glanced at her coldly, "Xaviera is Caleb's wife, the head of the Mamet family's wife. The authority to handle the Mamet family's affairs should be handed over to her." "Mother." Madam Mamet frowned and said, "Is my point not clear enough? Who else has an opinion?" Will Mamet was about to speak but felt a sudden pain in his knee. Fearing that Madam Mamet would beat him in public out of anger, he stuttered, "No, none." Jenny Green's face turned pale when she heard this. Not only did she fail to poison Caleb Mamet to death, but it also led to her losing her control of the family affairs. It's really like losing everything while trying to steal a chicken. It was supposed to be a plan against Caleb, but Xaviera Evans screwed it up. After all these years of hard work, she finally got the authority to handle the affairs, but now. Authority to handle affairs? So that means everyone in the Mamet old mansion, except Madam Mamet and the chairman, has to listen to me. Xaviera muttered excitedly. Grandma, Caleb's condition is serious, Maple House is desolate and remote, not suitable for recuperating, and who knows if someone will harm him again. Now that I'm in charge of the inner house, I want to move Caleb to a place near the main house. What do you think? Jenny Green's face was embarrassed, and she had a bad feeling. Chapter 463, You Really Found a Great Wife? Then Theand Raviera Evans continues, "Boy account yard be great. Although it may not be entirely fitting for Caleb Mamel, it's currently the most suitable plocky in the Mamet old mansion. The view is beautiful, and the yard is spacious. Caleb is the head of the Mamet family, so he should live in a courtyard like that. No, that's for Boyd Drew." For Boyd Drew Naviera raised an eyebrow, "Oh, so boy a courtyard is for Boyd Drew. Mrs. Mamet, you're so righteous. You sent your own son to Maple House, but let Boyd live in Boya Courtyard. Everyone knows that you forced Miss Drew to her death, yet you treat her son better than your own. Boyd hasn't even come to live with the Mamet family yet, but you've already prepared the courtyard for him, while your own son stays in the desolate maple house. Tsk, tsk, I really don't know what's going on in Mrs. Mamet's head. Jenny Green's eyes were filled with panic as she hurriedly explained, "It's because I owe Miss Drew that I want to treat her son well, in order to make amends." "Is that so?" Naviera nodded thoughtfully. "Well then, let Boyd have Boya courtyard." She waved her hand dismissively, her eyes cold and her lips curling into a mowing smile. "Jenny Green, then you can move out. You are a mistress who's taken power, but you live in the Mamet family's second largest courtyard, Forest Courtyard, which seems inappropriate. Since you indirectly caused Miss Drew's death and want to make amends, you should go to Maple House to pray and repent." After Xaviera's words, she turned to Madame Mamet. "Grandma, what do you think?" Jenny Green's face turned ashen. "You, what right do you have? I may be a mistress, but, Caleb, he's a bastard." "Mrs. Mamet, you're still so stubborn." Xaviera glanced at the crowd, smiling meaningfully. "You don't understand why, when you accused Caleb of being unfilial and a bastard, none of the Mamet family branches came forward to support your words." Jenny Green's heart trembled, her expression a mix of horror and disbelief. Why is that?" Xaviera lowered her voice, emphasizing each word. "Because everything in the Mamet family belongs to Caleb. Everyone had to rely on Caleb for their livelihoods. Now that Caleb is the head of the Mamet family, what does it matter even if he is a bastard? He controls the entire Mamet family, and without him, the Mamet family wouldn't be what it is today. All your food and belongings were obtained by Caleb's efforts. Mrs. Mamet, how can you not understand this?" Jenny Green's face turned ghostly pale, and she collapsed into a sitting position on the ground, trembling, her eyes filled with disbelief. "You really found a great wife? So even the Mamet family branches were under Kalch's control? From the moment she started fighting against Caleb, she had already lost, because she had no power to compete with him. But what about Boyd? How could he return to the Mamet family? Boyd was the rightful future head of the Mamet family. How could Caleb take his place? Forget it. After all, Maple House is where Caleb grew up. If Mrs. Mamet lives here, it would tarnish the purity of that elegant courtyard. Since you're so fond of Boyd, why don't you just live with him in Boya Courtyard?" Xaviera coldly said. "Servants, help Mrs. Mamet pack her belongings and tacky her to Boya Courtyard." The butler immediately stepped forward and respectfully said, "Yes." Will Mamet's face was full of resentment, and he gritted his teeth. "Caleb, you found a great wife, huh? Thank you for the compliment, father." Caleb smirked. "Grandma, Xaviera, let's go." The people from the Mamet family branches all followed Madame Mamet and left, while Caleb walked at the end of the group. Will Mamet walked up to Caleb and whispered, "Caleb, if it weren't for Madame Mamet backing you up, could you be so arrogant? You think this Mamet family is yours already?" Caleb paused for a moment. "You go?" Will Mamet sneered. I am your father and have lived more than 20 years longer than you. My position in the Mamet family isn't something you can replace. Once Madame Mamet is no longer conscious, I will still be the one who calls the shots in the Mamet family. Do you think I'll let not just me, but the Drew family as well? Do you think you have the power to resist us? Facing Will Mamet's threats and mockery, Caleb was silent for a few seconds, then impatiently scoffed, "Father, do you really think so?" Chapter 464. Zaviera Evans likes handsome. Men et said SAG and confidently nodded. After all, how could Caleb compete against his own Snowert? I'm curious. Who gave you the confidence to think that you can challenge me? Will Maine's face turned red with anger, almost out of breath. By the time he regained his sang-froid, Caleb had already left. I am Mamet woke up in a rage and was feeling exhausted. After returning to her room, she lay Lavera tacked her in, watching as she slowly closed her eyes. Just as Zaviera was about to leave, Madame Mamet suddenly spoke. Zaviera, you know everything, don't you? Zation Spodi Sif End. Madame Mamet sighed helplessly, after what you said in public today, I knew you must have discovered Caleb's true identity. That's why you hinted T-Hat Jenny Green is interested in Boyd Drew. Zanera turned around, looking surprised, Grandma, you know too? Caleb's identity, Mo Caleb's identity. He is Winna Drew's biological son. Zaviera's eyes widened, confused, if you knew, why didn't you investigate? If you stepped in, Caleb, is not necessary, Madame Mamet said calmly, Caleb never asked for my help. I guess he doesn't need it anymore. He has to deal with the Drew family's betrayal and the Mamet family's abandonment himself. That's why I've never interfered. Zaviera, you have to believe that he is capable of dealing this matter. One day, he will clear his name? Zaviera nodded, her faith in Caleb unwavering. It just angered her to see the hypocritical faces of the Drew family. Meanwhile, Albert Sullivan was checking Caleb's pulse, the poison in your bod y is temporarily suppressed, but as for your eyes, he took out a medicine bottle from his pocket and handed it to her, take this, and your eyes will return to their normal color. We don't want your blood-red eyes to scare our little Zaviera. She likes handsome guys, and if you don't look good anymore, she might just leave you. Kalch originally didn't care whether he took the medicine or not, since everyone already knew that he was poisoned, and the medicine wouldn't help his bod y. However, after hearing what Albert said, he uncharacteristically accepted the medicine and swallowed a pill. Soon after, Caleb went out to meet Zaviera and suddenly remembered what Albert had just said. Albert, Xavier Hamer, and Zaviera's other brothers, all incredibly handsome. And there was Boyd Drew, who was always close to Zaviera, with his warm and gentle appearance. Men did Zaviera like handsome guys. Caleb furrowed his brows, Steve Price. Caleb asked, what do you think of Boyd Drew's appearance? Steve Price looked puzzled, why are you asking this? He's pretty handsome. Caleb, and Albert. Steve Price, he's also very handsome. Caleb's face grew darker and darker. Thinking of Zaviera facing so many handsome guys every day made him feel upset. but, recalling their intimate moments from the day before, his expression softened and he asked, "What about me? Ah?" Steve Price looked dumbfounded, tilting his head. Then, his eyes widened in shock as he took a few steps back, clutching himself in terror. What on earth did the president mean by that question, and why did he ask it with such a tender look on his face? Ah? Steve Price stared incredulously. "President, you're very handsome, but I'm a straight man. I won't like you, and you already have a wife. Please don't entertain such dangerous thoughts." Caleb was stunned for a moment, immediately regretting asking Steve Price those questions. If he wanted to ask someone, he should have found someone with a normal mind at this time. Zaviera walked over. She curiously asked, "Caleb, what were you discussing with Steve Price?" He answered nonchalantly, "Business related." Zaviera was somewhat skeptical. She had seen the look of horror on Steve Price's face. Could business issues really make him that scared? She moved closer, trying to listen to his inner thoughts, but feared nothing. Zaviera suddenly realized that her time for using that ability had passed. Chapter 465, Being Too Handsome is Also a Distress. The next day, there was a banquet in the upper-class society, and Xenia Jake was extremely bored, walking around. She was Miss Jank, and with her flary temper, no one dared to provoke her. Walking to a corner of the hall, Zenla heard a conversation inside. Just as she was about to leave, she heard a male voice from inside, "Miss, if you didn't hear clearly, I can repeat myself." Xenia felt she had heard this voice before, but couldn't recall where. The man raised his voice, "My requirements are very high. My girlfriend must be good-looking, have a nice figure, and also be capable of earning money. No freeloading, she must be sensible. I can summon and dismiss her whenever I like. When I'm busy, she should stay away and not disturb my life." "Xenia, damn. Who is this guy?" So *PID, little did she know that the man inside continued, "Aside from looks, she must also be kind, lovely, share the same values as me, and so on." Before he could finish, Xenia saw the woman sitting across from him suddenly stand up the water from her glass onto the man's face. And splash bah! "You're not even worthy of having a girlfriend. You should just grow old alone." *Xenia couldn't help but laugh. She was right, this man didn't deserve a girlfriend. The door was suddenly pushed open, and the woman stormed out in anger. Xenia was startled and wanted to slip away quietly. Who would have thought the voice from inside would be heard again? "Is there anyone left? Sigh, being handsome is also a burden. Is there anyone left?" Why does this voice sound so familiar? Xenia peeked inside and saw it was Yugal Mamet. Yugal was dressed in a custom-tailored suit, wearing a gold watch and a several $100,000 necklace around his neck. His appearance looked like that of a nouveau riche, his gaze exuding a mix of carelessness and arrogance. When he saw Xenia, he blurted out, "Oh my." Was she Zaviera Evans' friend? Xenia entered the room with a slight smile, "Mr. Mamet, on a blind date." Yugal's face was full of helplessness, and he gave a bitter smile, "Ah, You saw it too. Another failure. This is my 78th blind date. I think I've offended all the Wyoming ladies in upper class society. I just don't understand why I, still a baby, have to go on blind dates. Xenia suddenly understood. You deliberately said those things just now, didn't you? But even if you 12-19 don't want to go on blind dates, you shouldn't treat a girl like that. Doesn't it ruin your reputation? She remembered that Yugal and Xaviera were close, and he didn't act like other second-generation rich kids. He should not be so rude. Yugal leaned back on the couch, sighing helplessly with a smile. Those girls were great. If they ended up with him, it would be such a pity. He was the second son of the Mamet family, with such unbearable parents and a scheming brother like Boyd Drew. Marrying him would ruin their lives. Plus, he currently had no ability to protect his wife, so he simply chose not to marry, which gave him some peace. He was alone, so free, without any worry. Oh, stop pretending to be deep at such a young age, the auction is about to be begin. Let's go check it out. Xenia said, unconsciously grabbing Yugal's hand. You really are different from other rich guys. I know you're doing all this because you don't want to hold those girls back. You're so kind. After the pair left the room, the auction was about to start. Xenia loved this kind of event, and with her family's wealth, she directly bid on and won several items. When the last item was brought out, Xenia's expression changed instantly. Tigel, look. Yugal glanced up and couldn't help but frown. Xenia hurriedly said, you've seen that jade pendant, haven't you? I've seen Xavier wear one, but per pendant and the one in the auction are just halves, and only when combined do they form a complete pendant. I remember Xaviera saying that the jade pendant was a keepsake from her mother, but unfortunately she only got back half of it. The other half was in the hands of the Evans family, but she couldn't find it even after searching the entire Evans household. I didn't expect it to appear at the auction. Chapter 466, More Mamet, You Don't Even Deserve to Carry My Shoes. Upon hearing Xenia Jake, Yugal Mamet's face darkened, the Evans family dared to auction off Xaviera Evans' mother's belongings. Yugal Mamet immediately held up the sign and placed a bid for the necklace, afterwards he left in a hurry. Low in clubhouse. Xaviera Evans' eyes darkened as soon as she received Yugal Mamet's call. Caleb Mamet shot a cold glare, does the Evans family still have the jewelry left by your mother? Xaviera Evans nodded, my mother owned a lot of shops, besides the Evans group, she also owned a lot of priceless jewelries, each of which can be called a masterpiece. Caleb Mamet asked, where are those jewelry now? I managed to snatch some back, but there are some that I couldn't retrieve. According to the law, Derek Evans has the right to control the property that my mother has not written in her will. I can't retrieve those things. The will of Xaviera Evans' mother clearly stated that the Evans group, those shops and a portion of the jewelries were all left for Xaviera Evans. Even if the Evans family wanted to monopolize them, it was impossible. Those not included in the will, she had no way of getting back, but she did not wish to leave a single bit to the Evans family. At that moment, Caleb Mamet gave a light smile, I will help you take them back. Xaviera Evans' eyes sparkled, how will you do it? The tall man's long fingers tapped on the table surface, his voice calm. "These jewelries were your mother's dowry, weren't they?" he said, smiling meaningfully. "According to our country's law, you, as Nina Achuk's only daughter, have the right to take your mother's dowry when you get married as your own dowry. Even though she has been dead for many years, and Derek Evans now has a new love and illegitimate daughter, you are entitled to reclaim your mother's dowry for the purpose of getting married. This is in accordance with the law and no one has the right to reject you." Xaviera Evans looked up suddenly. "Exactly. The national law indeed stipulates that if she claims her mother's dowry for the purpose of marriage, the Evans family need not agree. If worst comes to worst, they can go to court. But you don't even deserve to carry my showist." Caleb Mamet turned to her, pulling her into his arms, caressing her smooth silky hair, and there was an hint of danger in his voice. "The Evans family has always thought of Mag Evans as a lucky star. After getting engaged to Mr. Mamet, she can bring endless benefits to the Evans family. Now let's show them who the real lucky star is. More Mamet is not even worthy of carrying your shoes." Xaviera Evans was slightly startled, which was soon replaced by a big smile. "All right. I have a question to ask you. Do you know why your mother married Derek Evans?" Xaviera Evans looked up abruptly. Caleb Mamet asked word by word. "She was outstandingly beautiful, amazingly talented, and rich. Ordinary men couldn't match up to her. What virtue and ability does Derek Evans have to make your mother marry him?" "Derek Evans had nothing when he was young. The Evans group was always managed by your mother. Derek Evans spent his days indulging in food, drink and fun, never giving a moment's concern to anything else. Why would such an excellent woman like your mother choose him?" Xaviera Evans' breath hitched. "Yes, why did Mom marry such a scumbag like Derek Evans?" Her eyes turned icy cold. "Let's go, to the Evans family." The Evans family. Madam Evans sat in the main seat, smiled affectionately. "More, our Evans family has few descendants, with only one daughter, Mag, who we always cherished. So, when you two get married, half of the Evans family's assets will be taken over as Mag's dowry. After the previous incident, Mag Evans' reputation collapsed and Moore Mamet was greatly implicated. He embezzled public funds, and is now being ostracized by the company. Everyone wants Xaviera Evans to come back and take over the company." Moore Mamet was hard-pressed. He urgently needed a sum of money to cope. Rose Camel's eyes turned. Although that woman had written a will, there was still a part not included in it, which was also a Huggy property. At present, Xaviera Evans has not yet married, and Derek Evans, as her father, has the right to control this property. When the time comes for Mag Evans to get married, these things would be taken as dowry, and by the time Xaviera wanted to reclaim them after getting married, there would be no chance. Moreover, since the last time, Mag Evans has been subjected to verbal abuse from all walks of life, so she can neither attend school nor develop in the entertain. Chapter 467, Xaviera Evans is getting married. Derek Evans looked at Moore Mamet. Although there are many misunderstandings about Mag in the outside world, she will eventually clear her grievances. Mag is the apple of my eye and Rose Camphsil's, and we have never let he or suffer any grievances since childhood. I hope you can treat Mag well in the future and not wrong her. After all, the entire Evans family will be handed over to Mag in the future. Moore glanced at Mag Evans and nodded. No matter what, Mag truly loves him and is willing to endure the scandal to mock him. To marry such a woman who truly loves him is also a blessing for him. The donation issue at Lebanon University was ultimately the agent's mistake and had nothing to do with Mag Moore. I heard that my sister is getting married too. Let's go to her wedding together when the time comes. Mag suddenly said. Moore was a little surprised. How come Zaviera is suddenly getting married? Who is she marrying? A gleam flashed in Mag's eyes, and she smiled faintly. Edwin Sutton, the UNG master of the Sutton family. Derek Evans smiled. This matter was just settled. The people from the Sutton family came to propose the marriage, saying that Mr. Edwin Sutton really like S. Zaviera. I think they are of a suitable Mr. Edwin Sutton is very outstanding, so I agreed H. And Moore sighed helplessly after a moment of silence. With Zaviera's taste, I'm afraid she might not like Edwin. Why suddenly make her marry him? If Zaviera doesn't want to, Edwin, the young master, was a famous rich second generation in Lebanon, wealthy and extravagant, but his looks were unbearable to see. She must marry even if she doesn't want to. Madam Evans immediately interrupted. She is Miss Evans and should consider the future of the Evans family. It's inevitable to have a business marriage. Mag is marrying you, so Zaviera can't hold back the Evans family. Now the Evans family's company desperately needs funds, and as a daughter of the Evans family, she should contribute. It's her honor that Mr. Edwin Sutton likes her. Moore frowned, wanting to say something, but Mag beside him suddenly had tears in her eyes, and they fell. Moore, I know you still have Xaviera in your heart, and I can't replace her in your heart. One did some wrong thing GS and hurt her heart, and I have always felt guilty. That's why I want her to marry Edwin. He personally came to the door to propose, fell in love with her at first sight, and will definitely treat her well in the future. Moreover, we are about to get married now, but my sister is still single. I also hope that someone can take care of her. The Sutton family is very wealthy, and she will become a wealthy wife after marrying him, which is something New York people dream of. I'm doing this for her good too. Listening to Mag's words, Moore also felt reasonable and calmed down. Kofichaezovan of Armor getting Marn. There may be some misunderstandings between Mag and Zaviera, but Mag H has always been kind-hearted. How could she have her own elater? Instead, it has always been Zaviera who has held rebies against Mag, embarrassing her in public and ruining her career. He nodded slightly, Mag. I know you are doing this for Zaviera's good, but marriage is a major event in life, Agat. It can't be too hasty, just looking for someone wealthy is not enough. You also have to consider their character. Mag wiped her tears. Moore, you don't have to worry. I have already checked on Edwin for my sister. Although he looks a little worse, he loses a kind temperament, a gentle personality, and most importantly, he truly likes my sister. As low NG as she marries him, she will be the mistress of the Sutton family, controlling the entire family. As the words fell, the housekeeper walked in. "Madam Evans, the Sutton family is here, wanting to see Miss Xaviera Evans." Derek Evans stood up abruptly, excited. "More, didn't I tell you? If the Sutton family didn't take Xaviera seriously, why would they visit several times to see her?" Moore let out a sigh of relief, stood up, and entered the inner house with Mag. Only Madam Evans, Derek Evans, and Rose Campbell remained in the living room. A while later, Mr. Sutton and Mrs. Sutton, along with Edwin Sutton, entered the room. Derek Evans greeted them enthusiastically. "Mr. Sutton, Mrs. Sutton, I'm sorry for not welcoming you from afar. You should have given us a heads up before coming. Xaviera hasn't come back yet." Edwin, with a big belly and a slow, cumbersome figure, moved slowly. His chubby face was filled with flab, and his thick lips moved. "I, the Wyoung master, have personally come to your Evans family, which is already giving her face. Now hurry up and call her back." Chapter 468, Double Happiness Comes to the Door. Derek Evans said ingratiatingly, "Please Walt, I will call her back right away." "Mr. Edwin Sutton, why don't you take her home with you today and let her serve you from now on? She will be you can have your way with her. But we need that cooperation fund, yours," and before he could finish, Mrs. Sutton arrogantly interjected, "Isn't it just $2 billion? As long as my son is happy, no amount of money matters. But the prerequisite is whether your daughter can take good care of my son." Derek nodded and bowed, then gave Rose Campbell a signal. Rose promptly said, "Mr. Edwin Sutton, rest assured, I will teach Xaviera well and make sure she serves you well. My younger daughter Mag is engaged to Mr. Moore Mamet, and we are holding a banquet later. If the three of you have time, why don't you stay for the banquet and take this opportunity to announce the marriage between Mr. Edwin Sutton and Xaviera Evans. Thinking of Xaviera's beautiful appearance, Mr. Edwin Sutton's eyes narrowed into a slit, and he laughed lewdly. "Good. Very good." In the afternoon, the Evans family held a banquet in their villa. Those who attended the banquet were close associates of the Evans family. It was supposed to be a banquet, but it was actually just to announce a wedding date. Derek Evans was over the moon. "Thank you all for attending this banquet. I suppose you all know that there have been some false rumors circulating online recently. Fortunately, they did not affect Moore and Mag's marriage. Their wedding is set for the 5th of next month, and I hope you will all attend. Although Mag Evans's public image had crumbled and she couldn't enter the entertainment industry, she was marrying Mr. Mamet after all, and would be in charge of the Evans family's business in the future. They didn't dare to offend her. In addition, there is another happy event." Derek Evans spoke again. "Double happiness, indeed. My eldest daughter, Xaviera, will also hold her wedding next month." The crowd was puzzled. Xaviera was getting married? The why didn't know she had a boyfriend. Just as everyone was confused, Derek announced loudly, "My eldest daughter, Xaviera, is engaged to Mr. Edwin Sutton of the Sutton family and will get married next month. The room went silent. Under the scrutiny of everyone's gaze, Edwin staggered up onto the stage, his eyes narrowing into a slit and his cheek muscles twitching. "Xaviera is my fiancée, she's mine, heh. What a joke. I didn't know I was supposed to marry Mr. Edwin Sutton." At this moment, a cold female voice came from outside the door, and the next second, the door was pushed open violently. And stood at the entrance, scanning the crowd before finally fixing her gaze on Edwin, her eyes filled with disgust. She couldn't bear to look at him for even a second longer. She wore a long trench coat, exuding an overwhelming aura as she walked in. She laughed coldly, "When did I decide to get married?" Her rhetorical question made everyone suck in a breath of air. When Edwin first saw Xaviera, his eyes filled with lewdness and lust, and drool almost dripped from his mouth. "Mrs. Sutton looked at her son's smitten expression and couldn't help but frown. This Xaviera was too beautiful. She might be suitable as a mistress, but not as the lady of the Sutton family. She snorted, "Mr. Evans, you've always bragged about how intelligent and beautiful your daughter is, but she's nothing special. She doesn't even greet us when she walks through the door. How rude." Mr. Sutton frowned, "Indeed, she's a bit impolite. But I've heard that she single-handedly founded the Moore Group, and the company's veterans praise her CEO abilities. After marrying into our Sutton family, she'll also do her best to help our son manage the company." Mrs. Sutton found Xaviera more and more displeasing, "Humph. If it weren't for my son taking a liking to you, I would never allow a woman like you into our family. But you do have some skills and can help our son manage the company. I'm telling you, the company is my son's, and it has nothing to do with you. Just do your own job. As the young mistress of the Sutton family, your primary task is to serve my son well. Secondly, you need to have children for our Sutton family, show filial piety to your parents, in-law, and manage the company. Only then can you say that you've married up into the Sutton family." Xaviera shook her head helplessly. Why were some people so shameless and still so self-righteous? Chapter 469. The Evans family has gone mad. Nazra curled her lips and showed no niggery. "I never agreed to marry Mr. Edwin Sutton. This decision was made by you all without my consent, so it has nothing to do with me, right?" "Nonsense." Madam Evans raised her cane and slammed it heavily on the ground, scolding with a gloomy face. "Xaviera, who allowed you to speak like this? So many elders are present, it's not your place to speak. Marrying into the Sutton family would be a step up for you, and yet you dare to be unwilling." Madam Evans walked up to her, lowering her voice, "Xaviera, you've been abandoned by Moore already. Who in Lebanon would still want to marry you? I told you not to reveal your past with Marie, but you stubbornly refused to listen. Now you're suffering the consequences, not only unable to marry but tarnishing the Evans family's reputation as well. Mr. Edwin Sutton doesn't care about your past and is willing to marry you. It's your good fortune. Once married, you'll become Mrs. Edwin Sutton and the M marriage will benefit the Evans family. It's a win-win situation. In any case, we have already accepted the betrothal gifts from the Sutton family, and you can't back out. You must marry him. Mag Evans gently persuaded, "Sister, just agree to it. Grandma is doing this for your own good, and the Evans family is already in trouble. As a member of the Evans family, you should contribute too." Xaviera always knew the Evans family members were thick-skinned, but she never expected them to be so brazen. Their faces were thicker than a city wall, impervious even to machine gun fire. So, she was to marry Mr. Edwin Sutton in exchange for money, while Mag used her money to manage a company and lived in comfort with more MAME tea. Was it the Evans family members who were crazy, or had she lost her mind? Seeing Xaviera remain silent, Rose Camel's relatives couldn't help but laugh while covering their mouths. Before, Xaviera was so arrogant and even confronted Mag. Now she must be dumbfounded. She used to be single and carefree, but now she's going to be forced to marry Mr. Edwin Sutton. What a pity. It's because she doesn't have a mother. Her deceased mother W. is also a miserable person. What's the use of creating huge wealth? In the end, it's not Xaviera who gets to enjoy it, but Mag and Rose Campbell controlling the Evans family. Xaviera may be the miss of the Evans family on the surface, but in reality, she is destined to be sacrificed. Becoming Mrs. Edwin Sutton might sound nice, but I heard Edwin Sutton is a pervert who likes torturing women. He has been married twice, and both wives were tortured to death. Just look at that face of his, looking at it a few more times would give you nightmares. Ha ha. That bitch Xaviera deserves to marry someone like Edwin Sutton. Maybe if she serves him well, she can live a few more years. Ah. Xaviera flicked her wrist, discreetly retracting the silver needle. Several people couldn't help but scream, but her face remained indifferent. Are you sure you want me to get married? 4. The Evans family has gone mad. You must marry. Bad. I'm already married. Xaviera casually said, even if you are illiterate, you should understand the law W. I'm already married, so to marry again would be a crime of bigamy, right? For the sake of the company's interests, you are forcing a married woman to marry Edwin Sutton. Is this appropriate? Madam Evans, Mr. Evans, if you insist on this, why don't we meet in court and see who ends up being humiliated? Everyone fell silent. What? Xaviera is married? Since she's already married, why does the Evans family still want to force her to marry Mr. Edwin Sutton? Isn't that too shambles? Xaviera's eyes were cold. Mag, so, it was your idea to make me marry Mr. Edwin Sutton, right? The Evans family members felt guilty, and everyone present immediately understood that the proposal for Xaviera to marry Mr. Edwin Sutton had come from Mag. Although they were all friends and family of the Evans family, they couldn't help but complain. Mag, an illegitimate daughter, had snatched Xaviera's father, her fiancé, and her company. Now, she wouldn't even spare Xaviera and wanted to marry her off to that beast, Edwin Sutton, using her value to the utmost. Mag could clearly feel the scorching gazes of everyone present, and her face instantly turned ashen, her body trembling with anxiety. I didn't. Immediately afterward, she squeezed out a few tears and sobbed in grievance, "Sister, please don't misunderstand me. I know that I owe you. You used to be Moore's fiance, but after abandoned, you impulsively married a random person in anger. I will you woo." Chapter 470, Ugly in Appearance. Beautiful in mind, Rose said that after Moore regretted the marriage, Xaviera just randomly found D someone to marry. She heard that the man had no house or car and was so poor that he only worked as an ordinary laborer. Mag had a smug expression on her face. If Xaviera didn't marry Edwin, she would only be a worker's wife, with no power or influence. In contrast, she would be Mrs. Mamet, the lady of Tihi Mamet family, and Xaviera would never match up to her. Although Moore was just a member of one of the Mamet offshoots, he was still L part of Lebanon's upper class. Xaviera couldn't compare to her. The clothes Mag casually bought were worth more than her poor husband's annual salary. Thinking about this, Mag's smile became even smugger, though she wiped her tears and pretended to be sad. "Sister, I just don't want you to suffer. If you marry Mr. Edwin Sutton, you won't have any worries for the rest of your life. You won't have to suffer with that man." Everyone's expressions softened, and they nodded in agreement. Mag is kind-hearted. She's just thinking about finding a good match for her sister. Mr. Mamet was originally Xaviera's fiancé, but now Mag is going to marry him soon. Mag must feel guilty, so she wants to help Xaviera find a good marriage too. "We misunderstood, Mag." Mag spoke gently, "Sister, if you don't want to, then forget it. I won't force you. But now that the Sutton family has sent betrothal gifts, what should we do?" "No. She must marry." Madam Evans roared, "Xaviera, we are all your family. How could we harm you? What's so good about marrying a poor man? It's your luck that Mr. Edwin Sutton likes you." Mag also chimed in, "Sister, Moore and I are getting married soon. I can't be AR to see you marry an ordinary worker. Don't you love money the most? Edwin's family is extremely wealthy. If you marry him, you will enjoy a luxurious life." Hearing everyone's persuasion, Xaviera still looked disdainful, which enraged the Suttons. "Xaviera, don't take our kindness for granted. It's an honor for my son to marry you. If you dare to back out and break my son's heart, I will never let you go." Mrs. Sutton threatened Xaviera while Madam Evans was so anxious, she started stomping her feet. "Xaviera, get a divorce at once, marry Edwin next month, and stop sneaking around. You got married without telling your family. You scoundrel." Xaviera raised her eyebrows, "Do I like money?" Everyone was taken aback when they heard her indifferent statement, "Yes, I do like money." The Suttons thought she was ready to compromise and showed smug smiles on their faces. Edwin looked at her lecherously, "My dear Xaviera, as long as you serve me wholeheartedly, I will not treat you badly. Don't you just like money? I'll give you as much as you want. Athavale Keeline. T. Mose, Sultan molded, mlot of your many my son, I will make bine you are well taken care of and cons Toby's XEA please tend, darling naf turn, laden to me. Hurry up and divorce that poor man, and with your Albert, and I will el with you few reaver after you've mated, you're not allowed to wear short skirts or show your shoulders and neek when you go out. You can't meet any other man, his short, you re out allowed to go out unless my son is with you. Your only task is to make my am happy, blotting else matters mice. Sutton salved sternly, word by word, as Navier's eye grow darker and dewer, Edwin leaned in closet, his disgusting lips forming words, as long as you serve me well, I'll be happy, and any request you have will be granted ALR. Equin Sutton is as ugly as he is delusional just then, a cold voice came from outside the door, creeping into everyone's hearts like an icy chill. The man's voice was cold, Mammoth has always been proud, but he never dared to make such demands of MRS. Mammoth. MR. Edwin Sutton, do you think you are qualified to make so many demands on MRS? Mammoth. Everyone looked at the source of the voice, only to see a tall man exuding an oppressive aura slowly walking in. His heavy steps weighed everyone's hearts down. What did this man just say? Was he Xavier's husband? Daring to mock M.R. Edwin Sutton in public? M.R.S. Sutton was about to curse at him when she saw her husband and Madam Evans turn pale and tremble slightly. The man in front of them appeared like a god descending from the heavens, his icy gaze scanning the crowd, making everyone hold their breath.